For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
So, Peter, I don't know what week of the pandemic this is, but it's a lot. And in the theater world, I note that a lot of people are using the pandemic as a period of incubation. We've talked to people about their capital projects. We've talked to people about their development of new work. And there is one theater in Buffalo that is specifically dedicated to the development of new plays, Alleyway Theater. So I thought it would be interesting to talk to their new artistic director, Chris Handley. And he's with us this morning. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning, Chris. It really is a tightrope, a high wire act, what you folks do at Alleyway. Yeah, you go back to A Christmas Carol as, I guess, a way to make a little money around the winter holidays. But the rest of the time, it's new playwrights to many people, new plays. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, we think it's so important. I always say that Oklahoma was once a new play, and Death of a Salesman was once a new play. And those are the only shows we know now, a lot of people think, and they say, oh, I want to go see something I know. But imagine being in the audience of those plays the first time they were done.
I would like to mention, Peter, that even the Alleyway Christmas Carol was a new script for Alleyway many, many years ago, because Neil Raddus, their founder, wrote it. But interesting development, I note, this year, the Maxima Zundar play competition, which you use to attract scripts, this year you stopped charging a fee. What happened when you did that?
Yeah, so I think that one of the first things that I wanted to do when I jumped into the hot seat here at the Alleyway was to eliminate that fee. I thought that it would break open the doors and let more folks in who didn't have the access before. By eliminating that fee, the entries this year were much more numerous or plentiful or whatever the right word is, and we had lots of folks submit plays in all of our categories.
Well, I'd like to jump in. Some of the chatter I've read, it's not just folks who can't afford the entry fee, but a lot of well-respected playwrights, they kind of resent the idea of an entry fee. So you've opened it up at both ends.
Sure, that was our feeling.
And so the result is the announcement of a season, albeit a digital season, but the announcement of a season and Alleyway moving forward. So what do you have in store for us?
Yes, we've decided that November this year is our festival of new digital plays, and we're doing 8 plays in 2.5 weeks, which seems crazy, but why not? It's 2020, so let's go for it.
It's a crazy year.
So we're doing these 8 plays, which include the winner of the Mazumdar Festival in the digital category, which is Goat Song by Matt Harmon.
Sounds tragic.
Goat Song sounds tragic? It's a recovery play. It was tragic, and the character is coming out of tragedy.
Now, Professor Chase, I believe you have a fun fact about the title Goat Song.
Yes, that's the origin of the word tragedy, Goat Song, which is why I thought it would be tragic. We don't know why. Maybe they sacrificed a goat before they, who knows, but you know, yeah.
We're going back to Greek tragedy.
To the Greeks, yes, to the Greeks. I thought this was common knowledge. That's why I find Jeopardy so boring.
No animals will be harmed in the production. Mm. But I have got to ask you, Chris, this is insane. 8 events, 8 plays. I know you do short plays, but 8? Where do you rehearse?
Well, it's wonderful because everybody's rehearsing simultaneously from their homes at the same time, and we have different directors working on it and different casts. And so I get Zoom links that say, here's a rehearsal, here's a rehearsal, here's a rehearsal, and I can pop in if I want today or tomorrow and see them all just from my home without having to drive anywhere.
Now, that's completely new. You might be able to carry that forward even when we're back live in theaters?
Oh, I hope not. Can I say that? I hope not. Oh my goodness, I want to rehearse in person.
So who is in Goat Song?
So Goat Song is a solo performance by Brian Gallagher, and he'll be performing it live from the West Coast. And he's been on Broadway in Jekyll and Hyde and toured around the country.
Isn't he married to, what's her name? Megan Hilty.
Megan Hilty, that's correct.
Oh, I bet she's stage managing.
She might be there with cue cards behind him.
Wow. Wait, I bet he hates that when everyone says, oh, bro, isn't he married to Megan Hilty?
He's very talented in his own right.
I bet, actually, he doesn't mind that.
Hey, speaking of Broadway connections, though, your second one, Big Breath, what's that all about?
Big Breath is another solo play. This is by Elizabeth Jelton. It's the story of a woman in quarantine, and we see 3 parts of her personality and her inner voices trying to help her to deal with quarantine and deal with the isolation of the time. And it's a short play that stars current Tony nominee this year for Jagged Little Pill, Elizabeth Stanley.
So now how does this even happen? I see later we're going to get Mary Testa. we're going to get Wesley Taylor, but also tons of local actors. This mix of local and Broadway people, how is this happening?
Well, it's really important to me that we do it, because I think that what Alleyway can be is a place where we are able to be a launching pad here in Buffalo and take these new plays, and maybe it's the first time that it's being done ever here in Buffalo, but we can send it to a national audience. And I think that by bringing in sort of these world-class performers to create the roles here, it brings a little spotlight, and maybe it invites people to come and see a new play when they wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, closer to the date, we'll explain for people who don't know the names of everyone on Broadway who these people are, but Wesley Taylor is the star of my favorite digital show, Indoor Boys. That's kind of exciting. Well, that's been a fabulous romp through what's happening at the Alleyway, and we're going to have to talk to you again. Closer to the dates, we're going to find out more details about some of these shows.
Anytime you call, I'll be here with bells on.
You're not going anywhere.
You'll be there in a hurry. On this, I can depend and never worry. Thank you, Chris. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.